The time, 27 minutes to nine. We've heard a lot in recent days on this programme about broadband speed or the lack of it. Complaints from some people who feel badly treated by BT Openreach, who are in charge, of course, of rolling out super speed broadband almost everywhere, and a reply from their boss that they're doing their best, they're improving their service, they're recruiting more people, they're being more transparent. One of the things we didn't really explore much was whether super fast broadband in the UK is indeed super and fast. Dr. Peter Cochrane was Chief Operating Officer of BT until 2000 and is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
Justin. We have a problem, don't we, with superfast?
I do, because when I'm in my hotel room in Hong Kong, I get 1 gigabit per second both ways. That's 1,000 megabits, not 20 or 30.
1,000?
1,000.
And what does that enable you to do that you can't do with 20 or 30?
Well, I'm an avid cloud computing worker. I do a lot of video conferencing and I have to move rather large files around, and none of this is possible with a broadband that is 20 or 30 megabits in one way and 3 or 4 megabits in the other direction. Uploading large files is really quite impossible, and it's rather a shame, because way back in the 90s, the UK was in the lead. In fact, BT was a leading company in this field, and we were indeed rolling out fibre to the home in the early 1990s, and we had a huge programme in Northern Ireland. We were actually manufacturing the equipment as well, and the programme was stopped by the government, who wished to bring in the American cable companies. So that put the whole situation on a new footing.
So, what was the decision made then, that we'd just stick with copper between the boxes and the homes?
That was more or less an enforced a government decision at the time, yes.
And you say it was because the American cable companies were coming in. What was the relevance of that?
There was a wish by government to liberalise the telecommunications market. They wanted more competition in the UK, and so they opened it up to competition, and the American cable companies came in with copper cables. And so that impetus was lost, and there has now been a reversion to trying to exploit a technology that's 2 centuries old and is just not up to the job.
Yeah, because we had the boss of TalkTalk on Saturday morning saying that actually we were incredibly behind when it comes to fibre all the way to the home. I think behind Ukraine she was saying.
So let me give you the implications. Mm. With copper cables, we will not be doing cloud computing. We will not be doing smart cities. We will not be doing the Internet of Things. And we will not be working in a mobile mode that will be sustainable. It's rather strange to me that the material used and the energy used for the copper network is absolutely in the wrong direction for a sustainable future, both ecologically and economically.
If we fix it, though, it means what? Digging up all the streets and starting again? And who will
pay? Well, not exactly. There are many, many solutions. I'll give you one instance. Mm. The frustration of the situation is such that farmers in Lancashire have now laid well over 400 miles of optical fibre themselves. In my village, we could not get optical fibre, we could not get bandwidth, and so I have put a wireless system into my own village with a local company using the church tower as a central mode. So we have a medieval church tower that is doling out broadband to the houses in the village.
Could wireless be the answer then, longer term for all of us?
It's a partial answer. My point is that the telephone company or the network company laying the optical fibre absolutely to every home is not necessarily the case. There are many occasions where people can do it themselves. This is not rocket science. This is the sort of thing your average electrician or handyman can install. You can provide a kit, and how people get from the point of access in the street to their home can be their business. So let me give you, for instance, my village is surrounded by optical fibre. I went to BT, I went to the railway company, and no one would allow me to have access, but it's only 200 metres. I had farmers who were willing to dig the trench, and I was personally quite happy to set about engineering a broadcast system using wireless and optical fibre and copper, whatever worked, in order to get broadband to the people of the village. But no one was willing to play that game, and so we had to do it in a different way. Mm. So throughout the UK, you find community broadband systems being installed out of a sense of desperation, and you find lots of really nice startup companies laying optical fibre or doing hybrid fibre wireless systems. For sure, wireless can't do all of it, but it certainly can do some of it.
Dr. Peter Cochrane, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It is now 20 to 9. Remember that story a few weeks ago?